Hi there. This is Mr. Wordsworth, and I have a cold. This is what I sound like when I have a cold. I don't know why, but every time I get a cold, I lose my voice, basically, and I sound like this, which isn't terribly horrible. It's the one good thing, actually, about having a cold for me is that it deepens my voice, and then it sounds the way I would like my voice to sound. Although it does remind me a bit of my grandmother, but she was a heavy smoker, so she had a very noticeable rasp. So, anyway, I don't tend to call a lot of people because I'm very self-conscious about it, because they always point out how odd I sound compared to how I usually sound. So, I thought I'd have a little fun with this. Hopefully you'll remember this song. It goes something like this. This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day, and since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye. See? It also makes it easier for doing Barry White spoken bits, like, I've heard people say that too much of anything isn't good for you, baby, but I don't know about that. Or his, what's that one Love Serenade, where he says something like, I don't want to see no clothes, I don't want to feel no panties, and take off that brassiere, my dear. Oh, Barry White was probably the only person who could get away with that. Oh my, I miss him. I miss him incredibly. Anyway, I can't really sing with his voice. I don't know if I've ever sort of figured out a way to do it that it would sound okay. But those little recitations are very easy to do and kind of fun, and I always get a kick out of it, so I just thought I'd share it with you. So, I suppose we should leave off there before I cough or sniffle and just make a general fool of myself. So, goodbye and stay safe, America. Mr. Wordsworth is out. And if you don't know what my regular voice sounds like, you should probably go back and listen to one of the earlier audio booths I've done for some context. Okay? They're all equally tragic. It doesn't matter which one you pick. They're just all sad. Enjoy.